I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The death toll in Mozambique is still rising as the country hit by tropical cyclone Idai continues relief efforts. Per BBC News, cholera outbreaks have already begun and malaria cases are increasing. Mission Aviation Fellowship has been responding in Mozambique since the cyclone hit. John Woodbury is MAF's Global Disaster Response Manager.
We are finding people on tufts of ground, roofs of houses, wherever there was a land. Animals, snakes, people all would get into the tree or the little tuft of land. And using food provided by World Food Program, we started dropping off food at different places. But we're part of a large response now.
MAF plans to serve in Mozambique until their services are not needed. Please pray for Mozambique and find the details on how you can help at missionnews.org. And many people believe religion and politics shouldn't mix. However, Janet Epp Buckingham, a speaker recently hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, explains that public policy and Christianity are inseparable in the Bible. Prominent Old Testament figures like King David and Nehemiah provide examples of how to stand for godly principles, but also the public good. This supports the idea that God gives his people a wide variety of vocational callings, including in politics or law.
There are some people will be called to careers in law or government and be able to work for the public good. And some people may be called to speak to particular issues of social justice.
However, these jobs can be difficult, so please pray that Christians in public roles would seek God's will as they try to implement just policies. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.